Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. It is Monday, December 22nd, 2025. We have officially entered the holiday trading week, but the market certainly isn't sleeping. The S&P 500 is knocking on the door of another record high. I'm seeing broad strength across the board. Let's dive in.
I am excited to discuss this. You are right. The bears are in hibernation for Christmas. We saw the S&P 500 up 0.6% and the NASDAQ up 0.5%. But the real story wasn't just tech today. It was the breadth. We had 10 out of 11 sectors finishing higher. The Russell 2000 actually outperformed everything, jumping 1.2%. This is a healthy market rotation.
That is what stood out to me too. It wasn't just the AI trade pulling the wagon. I saw materials and energy near the top of the leaderboard. What is driving that action?
It is the commodities trade. Gold and silver both hit fresh record highs today that lit a fire under names like Newmont Corporation and Freeport-McMoRan. Plus, crude oil rallied almost 3% to settle near $58 a barrel. There is news that the U.S. is pursuing sanctions on tankers off Venezuela, which tightened the supply narrative. So if you were long energy or miners, you had a fantastic Monday.
Interesting. Now, even though tech wasn't the number one sector, it wasn't exactly weak. I saw some headlines around NVIDIA and Micron.
Tech is just taking a breather but staying constructive. The semiconductor index was up over 1%. The big catalyst there is NVIDIA looking to start H200 shipments to China by mid-February. That is a solid demand signal. And Micron is just extending its post-earnings run. But look at First Solar, FSLR. It was the top performer in the S&P 500 today, up over 6%. The AI enthusiasm is still there. It is just spreading out.
Speaking of top performers, we have to talk about the spotlight stock of the day, Adia Inc., ticker ADEA. This thing soared 30%. What happened there?
That was a massive move. Adia raised their fiscal year 2025 guidance way above estimates. They signed a long-term IP license agreement with Disney that resolves all their outstanding litigation. That removes a huge overhang on the stock. When you combine better guidance with a cleared legal runway, you get a 30% candle. It is a great example of why we watch corporate news even during a holiday week.
Absolutely. Now, looking ahead to Tuesday morning, is the economic calendar going to give us any turbulence?
It might. We have a quiet Monday, but Tuesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get the advanced Q3 GDP and durable goods orders. The consensus for GDP is 3.0%. If that number comes in hot or cold, it could shake the trees. We also have consumer confidence later in the morning. So, don't get too comfortable just because it is Christmas week.
Got it. Let's shift gears to the technicals. We have the WaveWriter analysis for the S&P and QQQ. What are the key levels traders need to have on their screens for tomorrow?
Right now, we are in a consolidation phase. The SPY is stuck in a tight range. Support is sitting at 682.50, and resistance is overhead at 687.50. We are basically waiting for a trigger to break that 687 level for a new leg up. The QQQ is similar, wedged between 617 and 622. Volatility, the VXX, is drifting lower, which supports the bullish case, but we need volume to confirm a breakout.
So it is a patience game on the indices, but I know you have some specific setups for the active traders listening. What is on the continuation breakout list for tomorrow?
I am looking at sectors that showed late-day accumulation. Financials and managed care looked very strong into the close. First up is JP Morgan, ticker JPM. It closed strong on heavy volume. I am watching for a pullback to 322. If it holds there, we are targeting a move to 325.
I like JPM there. What else?
Stick with the strength in healthcare. United Health, ticker UNH, it closed at the high of the day. That is a very bullish signal. We want to see it hold above 325. If it does, it has room to run toward 329. And one more from the defense sector, L3 Harris, ticker LHX. It had a late day ramp. Watch the 296 level for a breakout.
Solid setups. I also saw HubSpot, ticker HUBS, on the list. Is that a tech play worth watching?
Yes, that is the software play. HubSpot reclaimed the psychological $400 level and closed at highs. That is significant. If it can hold above 400 or 401 in the first hour of trading tomorrow, the next target is 404, then 408. It is showing relative strength while other software names are flat.
Okay, quick recap for the listeners. We are watching GDP data at 8:30 a.m. We are keeping an eye on JPM, United Health, and HubSpot for continuation. and we are respecting the range on the SPY until it breaks 687.50.
You nailed it. And remember, liquidity might be a bit thinner this week, so use tight stops. If a breakout doesn't go immediately, don't be afraid to cut it. But the trend is up, and the bulls are in control.
Excellent insights, as always. That wraps up our prep for Tuesday. Good luck out there, stay disciplined, and we will catch you on the next one.